Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Operation Sindoor, key takeaways from all party delegations' visits. The participants are Atul Aneja, strategic analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor.
India has always been clear-cut in its policy of zero tolerance against terrorism. The resolute success of Operation Sindoor and its factors are clear in front of the whole world. But yet, India has taken a historic decision of sending all party delegations throughout the world to tell the truth of terrorism, the state-sponsored terrorism from Pakistan, the terrorism that originates from Pakistan and is an enemy of not just India but the whole of humanity. To discuss more on this very serious topic and to know its further meanings in the future, we have with us strategic analyst Atul Aneja ji. Atul ji, welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you so much.
A historic decision was taken by the government of India for sending all party delegations across the world. Let's listen to the words of BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad ji, who was also a part of this mission.
There is a resolve that India will stand together in the fight against terrorism and tell the world that India is indeed united. Pakistan became a country in 47, the first war in 48, the second war in 1965, the third war in 1971 where Bangladesh was created, and the fifth war was Kargil. All these are recognized wars. And just remember one thing, India had not started any war. Pakistan has a very, very significant role to play. 52 designated terrorists are from Pakistan by the UN.
52 designated terrorists are from Pakistan, designated by the United Nations. Osama bin Laden was caught in Pakistan. We've seen Pakistan time and again trying to negate the statements given by India, the proofs given by India that terrorism is originating from its country, and yet its dictatorial military continues to do harm to not just its own people, but to the entire humanity.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. That it is a center, and in fact, the crucible, that is, Pakistan is a crucible of terrorism, not just against India, but global terrorism. I mean, you mentioned the name of Osama bin Laden. What more proof do we need that Pakistan is the mothership of global terrorism? And if you look at the inmates in Guantanamo, you find Khalid al-Sheikh and many, many others who are international terrorists who were taken out, arrested or caught in Pakistan and brought to justice. So there is no denial about Pakistan's role. And then you had the Mumbai attacks, for example. I mean, that's a horrendous terror attack, which was masterminded by Pakistan. We in India never taken for a ride by Pakistan, and neither did we retaliate to the Mumbai attacks. Now the context has changed. I think we have realized over the years, and the world has also realized, that there is a need for a course correction in our response to the provocations coming from Pakistan. There is a responsibility by the government to protect its own citizens. And that's why there's a complete turnaround in India's policy towards terrorism, that we go beyond words and we take action, as was evident from our response to the Pulwama carnage, which took place in which 40 CRPF jawans lost their life. We went ahead with the Balakot airstrikes. For the Uri attack by Pakistan, we went ahead and did surgical strikes on Pakistan. And the latest Pehelgam provocations, one of the most heinous acts one can think of. And we went full ahead with Operation Sindoor. So I think this is a new India. And when we are pushed to the wall, I agree with you that we are a country of peace. But sometimes if you camouflage peace, camouflage non-action with the argument of peace, you're actually camouflaging cowardice. I think that's what's changed now, that enough is enough. We have been taken for a ride by Pakistan for decades now. And the time has come to take proactive, bold action to enforce our red line that we will not tolerate terrorism now onwards. And there will be a price to pay for those who have ordered those terrorist action. and those who have been involved, it's important that these messages are conveyed, the context and the history of it is conveyed to an international audience, which is not necessarily focused on our geography. And I think that's where the importance and this, I think, outstanding initiative to send all party delegations to various geographies so that they can sensitize the opinion makers in those countries about the factual situation on the ground. And more than the spirit of it, I think, is important that we were not going there just to explain to the world in a defensive manner. I mean, we are also declaring our policy that in future, in case there is such an attack, then don't be surprised if we take bold, proactive military action.
A failed state like Pakistan stands exposed yet again. Let's hear the words of another delegation member, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor.
It was an action of retribution, not the first salvo in a long war. We just wanted to send a clear message to the terrorists.
Clearly stating, Mr. Tharoor saying here that we did not initiate anything. It's the similar words which were used by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, which just clearly says that the all-party delegation has been sent with a clear intention that we are one family and we have to represent our interests, the interests of humanity as one, and hence different people coming from different ideologies, different parties, yet speaking the same words. How important it is for a country like India when we are growing, when we are moving towards being developed, this kind of a historic decision and such members speaking the same words, the same language.
I think this was outstanding. All the parties coming together and speaking with one voice that India is united against terrorism. And I think that was a big message, especially for those who were campaigning that India is a divided house. It is divided on religious grounds, on caste grounds, etc. You see the what comes out in the media, especially in the motivated international media about India. So this was a counter to any such suggestion that India is a divided house. And I think it was a brilliant move to have these all-party delegations. It's also important to have very skilled practitioners of diplomacy in each of these delegations who could convey the chiseled message which Mr. Tharoor just conveyed, that it was a case of retribution against terrorists. We were not fighting the people of Pakistan, but we were laser focused on targeting those who perpetrate terrorism in Pakistan. I think that was very, very important, that it was not a war against Pakistan as such. It was a war against terrorists, and which was being perpetrated from Pakistani soil. And therefore, India had to do what it had to do.
Absolutely. Another member of the all-party delegation has been laser sharp in its attack on Pakistan and the perpetrators of such dastardly attacks, AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi. Let's hear his words.
Unfortunately, we have lost huge amount of human lives. Innocent people have been killed. And the fact of the matter is that this problem emanates from Pakistan only. Unless and until Pakistan stops promoting, aiding, sponsoring all these terrorist groups, this issue will not go away. And India has exercised utmost restraint in dealing with this problem.
India has not just exercised restraint, but also has shown the world that however much can be done for Pakistan in the garb of macroeconomic reforms, but at the end, it's the dictatorial military that gets all the benefits. Increasing defense budgets, decreasing tax to GDP ratio, and no demonstrable progress on key macroeconomic reforms. How do you think Pakistan will be isolated after this all-party delegation, which is sent by the government of India?
I think on terror, they are already isolated. But at the same time, Babaji, it's important to understand that the world behaves not necessarily in the way it should. And there would be some who would continue to engage with Pakistan. And I think this is real politics, that this has been a very successful mission. But to assume that the world would stop dealing with Pakistan, I think that is overstatement. What is important is how do FATF, for example, Financial Action Task Force, the litmus test will come there. Will it blacklist Pakistan after these incidents? We have to wait and watch for how that happens. Will there be any sanctions placed against Pakistan? That will be another indicator of how the world is responding. But we have to live with that. I mean, what has started, Vaibhavji, with these all-party delegations is not a sprint, you know, it's a marathon. You have to keep repeating and keep taking your action. Ultimately, I think it is India's soft and hard power which will persuade countries to sort of fashion their dispositions towards Pakistan. And I think as India grows stronger, it becomes a stronger military power, it becomes a stronger economic power, more influence, you know, we'll be able to exercise far greater influence commensurate with that rise in power and capabilities. I think we just have to keep doing that and the rest will take care of itself.
How important has the Operation Sindoor's success been for India's future exports, for the success or the showcasing of success of Make in India, and especially to show the world that we will not tolerate any third-party interference in our internal matters?
Absolutely outstanding. Look at the way the Indian missiles functioned, you know, the BrahMos missiles, outstanding. And then our air defense, the way our Akash missiles took on the attacks by drones and Pakistani missiles. I think it's a big advertisement for India's indigenous defense industry, and it's going to open a huge market, especially in the developing countries, on Indian weaponry. So I think India's defense industry seems to have come of age now. And we also have these big initiatives like the defense corridor in Uttar Pradesh, where from rifles onwards, you know, we are going ahead with making advanced weaponry. So India's aviation assets, for example, helicopters, etc., you know, you have attack helicopters, you have transporters now. So all this go a long way in opening up market among friendly countries of Indian military hardware. I think this is a huge positive which has come. We've already seen countries expressing interest in BrahMos missile, for example. I think the Philippines has already asked for it, and we are in an advanced stage of the transfer. The Vietnamese are interested, but I think the order book will just open out now as the dust settles on Ops Indoor.
We've seen very recently that a few leaders from the opposition parties have commented on Operation Sindoor and the timing or the success of the ceasefire that was initiated on the request of the Pakistani military. What do you have to say on that? How important it is that at this point of time, at this juncture in our developmental journey, wherein we are resolutely responding to terrorism and side by side also continuing to grow, that we should stand together and not just fall divided?
I think it is most unfortunate that we have comments from public figures questioning the success and the outstanding victory, in fact, which was a result of Ops Indoor. I think there is a need for a finishing school in politics, you know, that this kind of behavior is not on in a democracy. And nowhere in the world do I see in democratic countries such behavior tarnishing your own self, your own image by people who are centrally part of our political system and a part of our democracy. I think there is a need for interaction on this so that on these matters, we always had a consensus when it came to national security issues in the past. I remember the 71 war as a child when Indira Gandhi was lauded by all the opposition parties very, very clearly. And recall her popularity had reached somewhere like 86% because the country had united. And it is a similar situation now. The country is fully united, but there are few individuals in high places who are actually doing something which is quite unbelievable, to be honest.
So we truly hope that India continues its journey to becoming a Vikasit, a developed nation. And this historic act, this historic decision of sending an all-party delegation bears fruits. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us such insightful points, Mr. Anija.
You're very welcome, Evan.
You were listening to a discussion on Operation Sindoor, key takeaways from all-party delegations' visits. The participants were Atul Aneja, strategic analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044. Spotlight.